KERA has launched a year-long American Graduate Project about the impact of race and poverty on schools. All this week, in a series called The First Week, we're listening in on conversations about race after a summer of racial turmoil in America and police shootings in Dallas. We've heard from parents and students. Today, we're going to hear a teacher's perspective. KERA's Christopher Conley sat down with Keisha Dennis. She's an 8th grade English teacher at Richland Middle School at Birdville ISD in Tarrant County.
The kids Keisha Dennis teaches are mostly Latino, African-American, and white. Most of the students at her school qualify for free or reduced lunch. Her 8th graders, she says, are at a pivotal age. They're still children, but they feel like grown-ups.
A lot of them have freedoms at home, and they're at home a lot of hours by themselves. So they are not used to someone telling them what to do. They could have been at home all summer making dinner, taking care of other siblings, doing things that grown-ups do. So it's hard to go from that to being told where to sit.
Dennis says it can be tough to teach her students to listen to authority figures. She tells them kids sometimes just have to do what they're told. The stakes are lower at school, but she thinks about the authorities her kids might interact with outside of school, authorities like the police.
I constantly tell them, don't do stupid things. First of all, don't be breaking the law. That's number one. The police has no reason to be even talking to you if you're not breaking the law. But of course, we know that breaking the law isn't the reason to be stopped all the time. They can stop you anytime that they want to. You answer, you be respectful, you don't make any sudden moves, and you don't do things that are going to increase the intensity of the situation.
Dennis says 13 and 14-year-olds possess a keen sense of fairness, and so she talks to them about reality, which can be quite different from the ideal world a teenager expects.
I make it a point to tell my students a lot of times, life is not fair. And it's not because they are kids, it's because they are people of color and there are some stereotypes and beliefs that people just have. And we have to break down some of those barriers, but you're never going to break down those barriers with your fist. Is it more important for you to stand your ground and yell, it's not fair, and swing your fist and end up shot? Or is it more important to play the game, go through the channels, listen to what the police officer says, and go home and sleep in your bed at night? That's what's fair, for you to be alive.
Dennis knows her students are returning to school after a summer of violence and more killings of black men and women by police. Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, and Corinne Gaines are among the new names added to a grim inventory that elicits complicated feelings and raw emotion.
I believe that it is very important to give students a voice and let them ask questions and let them be heard and let them listen to other people so that they can form their own opinions. They're learning how to be adults.
As a black woman, Dennis says she thinks about race all the time. But 8 years ago, when she started teaching, she never thought she'd spend so much of her time facilitating difficult conversations about race, policing, and inequality.
I hoped for years, you know, that my children wouldn't have to deal with this, that my students wouldn't have to deal with these things, but they do. And it is our job to help their parents in these lessons and reinforce them and hopefully teach them something better than what we're doing. We've obviously dropped the ball somewhere along the way. They have a chance to make it right. So we have to help them be better so that these same things aren't happening when they have children.
Dennis says it would be easier to shy away from these conversations, and many teachers do, but she can't be one of them, because to do so would leave her kids unprepared for life outside of her classroom. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.